This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Senate is set to vote this week on President Trump's nominee for a senior defense post. John Rood is a controversial nominee for Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports.
John Rood spent 8 years working in the Bush administration and more recently sold arms for Lockheed Martin, the world's largest arms dealer.
You worry that there are conflicts of interest there.
That's Scott Amey with the Project on Government Oversight. He says ethical questions have been raised about many of Trump's choices.
And that these senior officials are going to push ideas and concepts that may benefit the industry and not what's in the best interest of the taxpayers.
At a November Senate Armed Services Committee hearing, both Democrats and Republicans pushed Rood to say if he'd steer clear of Lockheed Martin, but he declined to answer, although he'd signed a White House ethics pledge. Kirk Hansen with the Markkula Center for Applied Ethics says appointments like Rood's are controversial because policy and purchasing are linked at the Pentagon.
All matters could perhaps influence the sale of Lockheed Martin equipment, and therefore it would be very difficult to do his job.
The Senate is scheduled to vote on Rood tomorrow. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.